calling support. This is Daryl Keith. How can I help you today? This is Microsoft Windows Support, sir. This is Daryl Keith. How can I help you today? Can you please read out to me the exact message so that I can help you? I got it. And can you tell me, sir, like what exactly were you doing when you got this thing on your screen? Did you click down any link or any advertisement at that point of time? Okay. And can you tell me, sir, is this your personal computer or the work computer? Okay. So, sir, as per the information you just provided to me and the alert which has been flashing on your screen, it seems like there is a security breach running onto your network right now. Like someone tried to hack in into your device and was trying to pull up the personal information of yours from your computer. Since the inbuilt security, which is the Microsoft Security Defender, which is a pre-installed application provided by the Microsoft Corporation, it has detected some illegal activities over your network, and for that particular reason, your computer has been blocked. So, sir, can you tell me, like, apart from you, is there anyone else who is authorized to use this particular computer? Not even in your family or friends? Okay, sir. So as per the information you just provided to me, it seems like you are under a hacking event. But do not worry, sir, since you have called us, I'll try my level best to help you with that. So now, since we know there is a hacking event, I need to provide some securities on your computer first, and then only I can give you the temporary access to your computer. Then we need to perform some scans onto your device, so that I can get to know what exactly went wrong and why have you got this alert at the first place. So, sir, I will be guiding you some troubleshooting steps you need to follow. So, first of all, tell me, is this a laptop or a desktop computer? Okay. Now, I want you to look on your keyboard. In the very left-hand bottom corner, you see the control key, which states CTRL. Right next to the control key, do you see the Windows key? Like the four square tiny boxes. Right next to that, you will have an alternate key which says ALT. Now, look in the very right bottom corner. You see the enter key? Left to the enter key, do you see a delete key which says DEL? Perfect. Now, I want you to press the control key and the alternate key. And while holding both the keys down, press the delete key. And do let me know what changes do you see on your screen. Click on Task Manager. Now, tell me what do you see? Perfect, perfect, perfect. Now let me connect you to the secure server first, and then we'll proceed further. For that, I want you to press the control key and the Windows key, and while holding both the keys down, I want you to press the letter Q and release all the three keys, and tell me what do you see? Control Q, yes. You will see a quick assist window popped up on your screen, which says Get Help. Perfect. Okay, since I got it, sir. Because, like, these hackers have disabled a lot of security features from your computer. That is why it is not notified, and that is why we cannot use the inbuilt security application to get you provided the securities by connecting you to the server. But do not worry, we're gonna do another. I want you to press the Windows key and the letter R simultaneously and release. Now tell me, do you see a run box popped up in the very left bottom corner of your screen? Now in that box, I want you to type www. Now I'll be spelling you the word. It's a single word. It's ultra, type ultraviewer.net. V-I-E-W-E-R. No, it's V-I dot ultraviewer.net. Now hit OK. Now tell me, do you see the interface of UltraViewer? Do you see a green color box which says download? I want you to click on it. And once you click on green color download box, you will see a file getting downloaded with the name of UltraViewer 6.6 EXE in the right top corner. Do you see that? I want you to open that. Tell me, what do you see on your screen? Perfect. Hit next. You need to again next and then install. Perfect. Perfect, perfect. By the time, sir, it is installing, can you please help me with your first and the last name? Oh, R-U-D-E-M, right? My name is Daryl Keith. Darrell. Do you want me to spell it for you? D-A-R-E-L-L. And lastly, thank you for calling support. You are speaking with Kevin. How can I help you? You got disconnected. Okay. Connected, and I was trying to give you a call back, but like you called back us, and one of my fellow technician answered your call. So just allow me a second. I'll be giving you a call from my desk line number. Just allow me a second. You need to answer the call coming on your way from the area code 425, okay? Perfect. Just allow me a second. I'll give you a call from my desk line number. Okay, sir, I'll give you my number. You need to give me a call on that particular number. And you need to make my number as a contact. It's number 425. It's 425. Just allow me a second, sir. Another minute, sir. I'm creating a secure line for you. Just allow me a second. Connected, sir. Now, you ready for the number? 425-906-1571. Okay, sir. Now, tell me, what do you see on your screen? Yes, yes, sir. Just read out to me the ID and the password one by one. Huh? Huh? I'll repeat it for you. It's 10. Can you repeat it for me, sir, one more time? Okay, help me with the password. Okay, sir, just allow me a second. Do not mind my silence for a minute. Let me go ahead and let me connect you to the secure server and provide you the securities first, and then I'll walk you further. Okay, sir, tell me, what do you see on your screen?